Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So I got a question for you. Have you ever been in a mastermind? Do you know what a mastermind is? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm actually in several. There's one that I attend every single month, and there's one that I actually run and manage. And you can do either or. I've also spoken to a lot of mastermind groups on everything from using LinkedIn to using iPads in your business. So I have a lot of experience both as a user of them, a runner of them, a speaker at them. And I got to tell you, I love them. And I'll tell you why in a bit. But there's lots of different types. There's kind of the informal ones that are local business people that are setting these up and trying to bring people in just to do a mastermind. There are the formal kind, and those come in the form of stuff like Vistage, C12, Renaissance Executive Forums. Those are all international groups that are set up to run masterminds for generally larger corporations. And most all of these are industry exclusive. So what that means is that if you're in real estate, there's only going to be one real estate person there. And that way you can be assured that neither one of you are doing espionage or stealing ideas or what have you. But that's the whole point. The other type is what I call competitive cooperatives. Now, I run a group called Media Masterminds. And these are all people that, in one way, shape, or form, really kind of compete with each other because we're all doing marketing things. So, yeah, you know, there's a video guy, an audio guy, a couple of web developers, couple of writers, and other marketing people. But the whole purpose of this is we're there to teach each other various different things and brainstorm. We don't feel like that we're stepping on each other's toes. We actually collaborate and cooperate. And those could be great too. I mean, you could have an entire group of 6 Photoshop designers. And they could all learn from each other. So that's another way of doing a mastermind. So why do you want to be in a mastermind? What can you get from it? Well, there's tons of things, actually. First and foremost, you can get answers and ideas. So you can pose a question. I'm having a challenge with this. And you've got a group of people in the room with different experience in different industries, and they can help you look at things from different angles. So it's really kind of a brainstorming group. You can also tap into the experience and skills of other people, and you'd be amazed. You know, you would think that, hey, I'm doing marketing, for example, and what could an insurance person teach me about marketing? A lot, believe it or not. The other thing it's going to do, it's going to help you increase your confidence that you're making the right decisions and taking the right actions with your business. I had one client who just refused to pay me, and I went down every single road to try to recoup that money, and finally the group just said, stop. You're wasting your time, you're never going to get it back, and you're absolutely killing yourself because instead of spending time making new money and working with your clients, you're obsessing over the fact that you didn't get paid for one job. Stop it. Boy, were they right. The other thing it does too, it creates accountability. So if you say that you are going to do X, when you get back together with them, whatever, weekly, monthly, however it works for you, they're going to hold you accountable. They're going to make sure that you actually live up to the things that you said you do. It's kind of like, you know, Al-Anon or Weight Watchers for business people. That's kind of what it's like. It also gives you an instant and valuable support network. So you've got people that you could reach out to that are in business, that understand business, that have your best interests in mind. And it also gives you a boost just to your attitude. It's a lot of fun sharing your expertise with other people. Now, they may not always agree and they may not always act on it, but there's a lot to be had from that. And finally, it helps you grow your network when you get that emotionally connected and charged with a whole bunch of people. They become a great resource, not only potentially for you doing business with them, but a great referral source. So there's lots of great positives in going into a mastermind. So what does this cost? Well, that really depends. The one that I run is free. I do it because I want to get together with these people. Others I belong to are as little as $25 to $100 a month. But if you get into some of the larger groups, they can range everywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars a month. So it really depends on the network that you're in and the level of expertise that you're willing to pay for. Can you make that money back? Yes, absolutely. It's a matter of making sure that you match yourself up with the right group. If you're only making $50,000 a year and you're paying $10,000 a month, it's going to be really hard to make that money back. So think about that when you join these groups, but match up a group that is going to help you grow your business. So what makes a good group? Well, first and foremost, the most important thing about a great group is finding a great leader. Somebody who understands how to run the group, somebody who knows how to manage the group to stop things that are getting out of control, and also to bring things out of people so that you get the best advice and the best input on you, your business, and your problems. The next thing that's incredibly important is trust. You have to be willing and able to trust everybody in that room if you're going to bring up things that potentially could be legal issues or financial issues or things that you would not leak to the general public. So you got to make sure that the people in the group have your best interest in mind and that they're trustworthy. The other thing that's incredibly important both for you and the other people of the group is active participation. Are people showing up? Are they actively giving you ideas, or are they just sitting there talking about themselves and sucking up the time from everybody else? So you're looking for a group of people that will actively give and take of their time and their knowledge and experience. Speaking of which, you want to try to find a group where there are some people in that group that have more experience than you do. If you're the most experienced person in the room, you may or may not be able to benefit from everybody's input. So that's one of the keys, is find people that have more experience with you. It's okay if some don't, because you could be a great asset to them. But you don't want to be the most experienced person in the room, because the chances of you getting that advanced advice will be lessened. So how do you find a great mastermind group? Well, like everything else I say in business, it's fairly straightforward. Just ask. Ask people in your network. Ask people on social media if they know of any groups that are local. If you're looking for something a little bit more high-end, go visit them. Meet with the leaders. Ask if you can sit through a session so you get a sense of how the group works, what's the dynamic. You have to get a sense for the people and their personalities in this group. You're looking for people that are supportive, that will help nurture you, that are not just all me, me, me the whole time, because if that's what they're talking about, chances of you actually getting in there and getting some value out of the group diminish because the amount of time that you actually get to spend is going to be eaten up by other people. And the other thing, too, that you have to realize is that you have to be willing to sit back and listen. So why do you want to be in a mastermind? First and foremost, it gives you an opportunity to learn from others. Second, it validates your business and your business ideas. It can help you solve problems. But the most important reason for joining a mastermind group is to help grow yourself and grow your business. So sit back, listen, and learn.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.